Greetings in the glorious, wonderful, powerful name of Jesus Christ. Short message today, part four of How Do We Walk with Jesus Christ. And let's remember, it's all so simple that we don't need anything else. What we need is giving Him our all and seeking Him with our whole heart. That's 99.9, that's 100% of it. When we do that, we will find the glorious one and only Jesus the Christ. When we realize, when we see with our when we see that He is the most wonderful, beautiful, glorious being in the universe, we will walk with Him. It's that simple. We will want to. It's all we will want to do. And that's the key. That's just a quick review of some of the previous short messages in this series. That's everything, knowing Him. Before, without that, it's impossible to walk with Him. That's why it's so hard. That's why, you know, we tried for years and years, or we, you know, we gave up because it's like, well, how do I do this? I've had people tell me, I know Jesus Christ, but I don't see that Him as this glorious being. You know, how do I find Him? Well, there's practical things, such as having a broken and contrite spirit. That's one thing. Second thing, seeking Him with our all, seeking Him with everything we have. That's the first commandment. That's common sense. Let me just quote this verse. Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity. I dwell in the high and holy place. No, let me back up. Thus says the high and lofty one who inhabits eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place and with Him who has a broken and contrite spirit, to revive the heart of the contrite ones, to revive the heart of the contrite ones. So, broken and contrite spirit, someone who realizes they are nothing and that they can do nothing without Him. And we see that in Jesus' teachings over and over again. You know, the two men, one said, "Thank you, God, that I give part of my earnings to the poor, and I do this and that." And the other man said, "Be merciful to me, God, for I am a sinner." And the second one is the one God accepts. You know, God opposes the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Jesus said, "He who humbles himself shall be exalted. He who exalts himself shall be humbled." Now that's spiritually. But again, back to the simplicity that we, when we find Jesus Christ, we have everything we need. He says, "I am with you always, even to the end of the age. I'm with you always." How can He say that when He Himself is in heaven? Well, through the Holy Spirit. Yes, the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of Jesus Christ. He's everywhere. He's all around us. He's His presence and His power. Everywhere we go, He's there. And here's something practical. You know, we all do a lot of things looking for the answer. Right? All of us, pretty much all the time, we're all seeking the answer, fulfillment, happiness, contentment, joy. You know, we're seeking it in a lot of different ways. If we listed all the ways, it might be hundreds of different ways that we are seeking fulfillment, contentment, happiness, all of that. And even as followers of Jesus, often we will go places looking for, you know, looking for His presence. We might go to a service, or we might go to a meeting. Let's say that there's someone who has, we feel has the anointing. We may go to their meeting to try to get that touch, to get that presence, when really we have Him with us all the time. We don't have to go anywhere. What do we have to do? And here's some practical things. Just what I've been saying, it's common sense. A broken and contrite spirit. Someone who has that before God, who is broken and contrite over their sin and over their old nature, which only wants to do wrong. Someone who humbles themselves before God, you know, realizes that they are nothing and can do nothing. That right there is just, that's so big. And then seeking Him with our whole heart, loving Him with our whole heart, being available to Him fully, to do what He wants us to do, to be obedient, to maybe it's intercession and prayer, maybe it's being in ministry, doing something, maybe it's just as we go, you know, as we being available. Then that will allow us to move through the phases faster, quicker. Most people, as I've said, 95% or more of followers of Jesus just stay in that first phase. They don't go any further. They don't get into the second phase, which is born of the Spirit. But when we, those practical things that I just said, you know, humbling ourselves, broken and contrite spirit, when we do those things, we'll move through the phases faster. We will find that if someone does not have the relationship with the Holy Spirit, they'll begin that. And then they'll move into this glorious mystery, this glorious, awesome walk with Jesus Christ. And then, okay, some more practical things. As I said in some previous messages, our spirit person is the real us. When we find Jesus Christ, our spirit person becomes alive. Before, we were dead. Our spirit person was dead. Our spirit person is shaped. Really, it's our body is shaped like our spirit person. You know, so many people think, oh yes, I have Jesus in my heart, and they think that's in our chest. You know, no, that's not. That's not at all what it's like. We are a spirit being, and when we find Jesus Christ, our spirit being becomes alive. And so, our job throughout our whole life, however many years we have on the earth, and every day, our job is to build up that spirit person and put our old nature to death. Our old nature is really an intangible thing. It's, you know, the Bible calls it our flesh or our old nature, but, you know, today in our modern world, our flesh, we think of our body. But that's not what our old nature is. Our old nature is this intangible part of us that is fallen and is sinful and wants to do, does not want to walk with God, does not want, cannot see the glorious Lord Jesus Christ and His glory and His majesty, not able to. And remember, 90% or more, well, 70% of the world that doesn't know Jesus Christ, their old nature is in control of their life. You know, even if they're in some religion, they're a Muslim or they're a a Hindu or they're a Jewish person or whatever, you know, call it a religion, whatever they're in, their old nature is in control. You know, and they're trying to connect with God in those religions. For much of the world, their old nature is in control, and they're doing worldly things. You know, whatever sin it is, they're seeking money, or they're seeking that it's their own ego, or they're seeking sex, drugs, or alcohol, or whatever. You know, there's hundreds of sins, whatever. You know, their old nature is doing those things, which is, you know, oppositional to God. You know, is the it's the fallen nature. Because we are fallen, because of, you know, the sin Adam and Eve sinned, of course we all have heard that, but because of that, our old nature is in control. So we, our job is to build up our spirit person. How do we do that? The main thing is seeing Jesus Christ in His glory and majesty. That's really how we do it. But how do we get there? It's through these things I've been saying. You know, if we listed them: broken and contrite spirit, seeking God with our whole heart, loving God with everything we have, serving Him, and then practically, yes, praying, interceding, yes, reading the Bible, yes, dwelling on Scripture, dwelling on Him, dwelling on the Lord, being obedient, doing what He tells us to do, loving other people, not holding grudges and bitterness, with, you know, loving other people, even when we, through the power of the Holy Spirit, that's how we can do that. We can't do it on our own. Those people who have hurt us, the people who are bad people, or they've done bad things. So this list goes on and on. You know, I'm trying to give some practical things. How do we build up our spirit person? How do we, then when we do these things, now we're walking in the Spirit. We're living in the Spirit. Glory to God. We now are entering into the new life with Jesus Christ. Amen. And then as we advance through the phases, it becomes easier and easier and easier, and He does these things through us. Amen. He, famous verse, as I said before, verses, I will take out your heart of stone, I will give you a heart of flesh, I will put my Spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep and do them. When we're doing these things, we're actually fulfilling Paul's famous teaching in Hebrews that we've heard, if we're followers of Jesus, where he writes, you know, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder both soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and so forth. What does he mean by that? Well, it sounds complicated. Let me back up. We're not positive Paul wrote Hebrews, but whoever wrote it, you know, that's a famous verse, and we hear that, and we think it's complicated, and we think it's, oh, you know, it's the Word of God, and it's some complex mystery. No, this is just walking with God and seeking Him with our whole heart, and when we find Jesus Christ and His glory, our spirit becomes alive, separated from our old nature. And it's the Word of God is the revelation of God, that Jesus Christ to us. The Word of God, for so long, we've all thought it's the Bible. You know, it's not the Bible. It's Jesus Christ in His glory. When we find Him, we find everything. We're doing what the whole New Testament is about. We're walking with God. We found the answer, the priceless treasure that allows us to find everything we want and need and desire on the earth. and allows us to make it to heaven and live forever in glory. That's the answer. It's not complicated. That it bugs me that we think the Bible is complicated. We look at it, it's intimidating, and we give up. It's not. It's all simple. We don't even need the Bible. We need to give Him our all, to seek Him with everything, to seek the Lord. And that's everything. Just finishing up, another thing similar to this, similar to us thinking that the Bible is complicated and that a walk with God is complex. Another thing like this is many of us think that God's far away and that it's just going to take our whole life to try to seek and find Him, and that it's just so hard. And so it's normal to give up if we think that. The truth is, He's all around us. Everywhere we go, He's there. If we don't feel His presence, it's because our old nature's in the way. And so, all these things I've been talking about in this message, if we do those things, that's the formula to connecting with Him. Because He's everywhere. When we're building up our spirit person, and over time, something glorious is going to happen. Amen. We will begin to feel His presence, and then we can move into third and fourth phases. The third phase, baptism of the Holy Spirit, receiving all the gifts of the Spirit, and then we begin to experience His presence on a daily basis, and then the anointing. That's the fourth phase. That's rivers of water flowing from our spirit being. Amen. In John 7. So, thanks for listening. Please visit wonderreality.org for free materials, free books. There's two new books there, The Names of God and also Who Receives the Gospel. Okay, bye.